freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. A happy Tuesday evening to you, Mr. Manwich.
Well, I'm kind of confused about what day it is because yesterday was Memorial Day.
Yeah, I've been a bit of a weekend, holiday weekend time warp myself. But it is definitely Tuesday. And yeah, we're here live, as we are, six nights a week, Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern. And we have a live Saturday show that we do as well from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern. So join us for every single moment. And if you miss a moment, you can always go to freetalklive.com and grab the archives. Last 6 days worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. But we go even farther back than that, thanks to the good people over at downloadradio.org who are hosting our archives all the way back to March 1st. So you'll find a link to those as well. And it's all of it free, completely on the house. So go to freetalklive.com and get some free shows.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So, again, this is your show. You take control and bring up a political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind, 1-800-259-9231. You can also email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. Otherwise, we have to bring up what's on our mind. So, Manwich, where are we starting tonight?
Kind of an interesting story here. It's one of these, employment right deals, you know? You might own a company, but I've got rights, man. I got rights to that job.
Hey.
All right. There's a woman, it's a Detroit radio host, who said that she was fired after complaining that a coworker's perfume made her sick, won a $10 million judgment.
Oh, my gosh.
$10 million. Now, you think she was ever going to earn that kind of money in radio? $10 million?
Probably not. Most people in radio don't go that far. We will here on Free Talk Live, but not
please. When's it going to start? Aaron Weber said that she was let go in 2001.
It takes a good 50 years to earn $10 million.
It seems like it. After she complained that she had an allergic reaction to another host's perfume. She said Infinity Broadcasting discriminated against her because of her perfume allergies and retaliated after she filed a complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the EEOC.
Uh-huh.
Familiar with these folks?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're always helping out people that have businesses.
Yeah, right. Helping them out of their money, you mean.
Infinity says that it plans to appeal. The company said Weber was fired after not coming to work.
Oh.
And it added the company tried to accommodate Weber's allergy by asking the other woman to stop wearing the perfume, and it said that it modified Weber's schedule so that she didn't have to come in contact with the other woman.
What more can you ask for?
Apparently, there's two different things that happened here. Like, according to Infinity, the woman didn't show up for work.
Right.
According to the woman, she was allergic to some woman's perfume, and Infinity let her go.
Because of that.
Yeah.
Because she was stirring up a ruckus.
Either she was let go, or she didn't come to work. But not both.
Uh-huh.
Like, both of those things could not have happened.
Well, we've worked in radio long enough to know that there are usually a few people on the staff that aren't exactly the most, well, punctual.
Now, I think that might be just about anywhere.
I think so as well, absolutely. Yeah. Of course, the fact
punctuality isn't my strong suit either.
I understand. But also, I think radio lends to it a little bit more than some other professions. I'm sure there's some professions that have really late people in general.
Is it because radio is full of potheads?
Radio is full of drunks and potheads. So either the person is stoned when they're coming to work, or they're hungover from the night before because everybody at the radio station was out drinking. And just the nature of radio, it lends to kind of lazier people. I mean, really, how many other professions do you get paid to push buttons?
Yeah. Sit there, record your voice.
Right.
And you, of course, record those voices. Well, now you don't.
I can't tell you how many hours I was paid for sitting in a studio and literally running a ball game, one of the Devil Rays games here in the Tampa Bay area. And since I was a network affiliate, I wasn't actually manning the main controls where they're actually doing things. I just had to run commercials every once in a while. So every now and then, I'd literally be sitting there with a video game controller in my hands, sitting there playing video games, getting paid to play video games. And every so often, I had my ears tuned to the announcer's tone in their voices.
Right.
So you could always tell when they're getting ready to go to a break.
Yep.
You could always kind of hear that break ramping up. And so I'd just kind of hear that, reach over, press a button. And that was it for that half hour. Back to the game. I get paid, you know, $7 an hour for that. And it's not big money. Again, it is
good
radio, but it's definitely something that attracts, I think, the lazier segment of the population.
What I found most disturbing about working at the radio station there, mm-hmm. the Clear Channel affiliate that we have down in
yes.
Tampa Bay, was I'd come in often earlier than most of the other sales guys,
mm-hmm.
sales people, I should say, and there'd always be porn on the that the DJs from overnights had left on the computer, and
yeah.
you know, some kind of disturbing internet thing. You'd be
right.
like, "Oh my God, what are these people looking at? This is awful!"
Right.
And at 7:30 in the morning, it's a little early for that kind of stuff. So.
Well, they were getting paid for it, so
yeah,
yeah, whatever. There you go.
That was
so. This woman probably was showing up late. I would have to.
Well, you're just making some kind of blanket
identity
statement
on this one.
There's no siding with anybody,
and it's not because we want to get on your radio station's Infinity. And that's not why I'm siding with you.
There's no Infinity. That's not the point. It's Infinity's radio station,
uh-huh.
and they can employ whomever they choose. And
that's true.
So that means if they want to fire you for wearing stinky perfume, they can do that.
They should be able to do that. However, they clearly know that they cannot. They realize that if they were to
Absolutely.
Say something like that, you said it was the EEOC would jump down their throats.
Yes.
And that's not right. It is their business. You don't have a right. Just because you get a job, just because you attain it, they've given you that title, they've given you that opportunity, doesn't mean that you're guaranteed that for the rest of your life. That can be stripped away from you at any time. And that's something that people who have a job need to realize. It's one reason why they should consider striking out on their own. Of course, then we get into licensing and regulations.
Which I think that are far too constrictive also.
Which is, you know, makes it difficult for people to strike out on their own.
Here's the thing is, it would be easy to consider once you realize owning a business is kind of like owning a home or
mm-hmm.
owning a car. If somebody walked into your business and you didn't want them there, you should be able to kick them out. Whether that person claims to work there or not, you know, they might have worked there yesterday, but do they work there today? You know, aren't I able to kick somebody out of my house that I don't want?
I would hope so.
Suppose I've got a renter that's been in the house for a while or something, and now I don't like having them in there. Shouldn't I be able to get rid of them?
You would think, but now the government has given renters rights. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Fred in Philadelphia. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Hi, Ian.
Hello, Fred.
How you doing?
Good, sir. What's up?
I wanted to ask, what is your reaction to the phrase "pursuit of happiness" as in the Declaration of Independence? And I think it means private property.
I agree with you, Fred.
Oh, I'm glad someone agrees with me.
Mostly private property.
Choice of occupation. An opportunity.
Well, that's still the pursuit of property. I mean, the choice
right.
of occupation is the pursuit eventually
right.
of property via that occupation or that profession.
And do you think it kind of ties into the 10th Amendment of unspecified rights that are still there?
I would think so. I mean, to me, the pursuit of happiness can also be applied in, say, the gay marriage issue. You know, I think I
Absolutely.
Should be free to marry anybody I want. That should be a pursuit of happiness.
Freedom of contract. How about that?
Now, certainly, the pursuit of happiness wasn't allowed in the Constitution, and it was replaced with private property or something like that. Pursuit of property. So, I mean, one could certainly say, go ahead.
Well, I had seen in a documentary. I don't think I've seen the actual piece of paper, but Thomas Jefferson actually crossed out. When he was composing that phrase, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, he first crossed out life, liberty, and property, and then he wrote pursuit of happiness.
There you go. There's your evidence.
But I think it's close enough. Can I be held over because I have something else?
Oh, you got something else? Something good? All
yes.
right, Fred. We're counting on you, man. Hang on. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231.
That's my teaser. You like it?
Yeah,
Fred
maybe.
Has something good.
Maybe we'll disagree with Fred on something. This is your show. Free Talk
Probably
Live.
Not.
Control.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All Natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X nail gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X nail gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X nail gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and of course you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The Tuesday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Got notice from one of our internet listeners that they can't hear the callers or the commercials on the live internet feed, but as of right now, it's only the broadband feed that's being affected. We'll work that out. So apologies for that. So we're going to have to go back to the call anyway. Let's go to Fred in Philly. Fred, you asked if you could be held over. Yeah. And you know what, Fred? Good things come to those who ask. What's on your mind?
Okay. The Codex Treaty. I think it's serious. I called about it about 4 months ago to Retalk Live.
Right.
And
what has happened since then, Fred? Anything new?
Well, before you go on with anything new, you've got to recap for everyone, Fred.
Okay. I'm not an expert on it, but I want to say that the power to sign treaties that belongs to the president, or to have your Secretary of State agree to these so-called UN conventions,
mm-hmm.
is very powerful, and it does amend the Constitution without, you know, general agreement. So I think that when you have a treaty that comes along and says, instead of more than 7,000 dietary supplements, you can only take 140 legally.
Right.
I think that's a big change that Congress never approved of.
Yeah, it is definitely something that is, I think, worthy of concern. It's something that people should be keeping an eye on. It is, to my knowledge, it is not officialized here in the United States as of yet. The last I saw on it, it was definitely something that was going into effect, I believe, in many of the nations of the European Union.
Right.
And it's definitely control measures. It's definitely
it says Austria,
power trip
Norway,
stuff.
Denmark, and Germany have already adopted these.
Yeah, it's definitely horrible. A horrible idea. It's the equivalent of basically forcing the FDA to regulate health supplements.
But
right?
I it is. I think that the FDA tried to do that in '93, and if you remember, Mel Gibson had that big media campaign that he funded that was on TV of, you know, basically he was taking vitamins and he was raided in his apartment by a SWAT team, and he said...
I don't remember that at all. Interesting. When was this?
It's 93.
Mel Gibson?
Yeah, there was a... He threw himself into this because he was against the FDA coming down and deciding not to allow...
The sad part is the FDA actually has, the jackboot squad. They've got the squad of thugs that really does raid people over...
Yeah, what I'm saying is the FDA backed off of it. Is this Ian?
It is.
Okay, FDA backed off of that when... people were overwhelmingly against it, but that was something the U.S. government did without the U.N. involvement. This is the U.N. involvement, and this has this buck-passing kind of potential where the government can say, "Yes, we're going to institute something, but we don't complain to us because we can't do anything about it."
Yeah, they're basically giving up their so-called authority to the U.N., which is total BS because we gave them whatever authority they have in the first place. You know, Fred, keep us up to date on this as time goes on, because again, last thing I saw was nothing was really moving on it. They were just kind of stirring around talking about it.
I usually use the internet as a sole source. I kind of tend more towards reference books.
Fair enough, Fred. Well, we appreciate hearing from you. Give us a call again sometime, man. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Again, it just seems like they're kind of sitting on it right now, the whole Codex idea, the idea of the FDA regulating.
I'll tell you, it's all they're waiting for is the proper opportunity to spring it on us.
Yeah.
You know?
I can't imagine what the excuse would be.
It's going to be the next big drug scare.
Yeah, maybe somebody will come out with a bad batch of vitamin C, and then they'll...
No. I don't think it's going to... I think it's going to be... You know, it could be that. That could be just as easily.
Mm.
There's always something. Ephedra, if you'll recall. Remember that?
It's back on the market, isn't it?
It is back on the market now. But they had taken it off because, you know, people are dying from Ephedra. This stuff's dangerous. And what was the baseball players were taking the...
Steroids?
No, creatine. Creatine monohydrate,
right.
Or whatever.
It is a steroid,
well,
to my knowledge.
Yeah, but it's a legal...
it's a legal
orally
steroid.
Taken,
okay.
You know, supplement. Always different stuff. There was another one that baseball players were taking, too,
mm-hmm.
that was legal. But anyway, it's going to be something like that. There's going to be a big scare, and then... Whoosh, this Codex deal.
Crackdown.
Yep. That's when it's going
to
happen.
You're probably right. They'll probably say something like, well, you know, we just happen to have this set of rules that we borrowed from the EU. It's called Codex. Here, let's go ahead and just plug it in. That's probably what they'll do. Just like with the Patriot Act after 9/11 happened, literally weeks later, this multi-thousand page document was ready to go.
Poof.
It was ready so quick they didn't even give anybody a chance to read it.
Where the heck did they get that from?
Yeah. You don't think those ideas were floating around out there before, do you?
I wonder.
That.
They were just waiting for an opportunity.
Yeah. So who knows when the opportunity is going to come up, but it totally makes sense. I mean, the FDA over time has become more and more restrictive towards what it is that we can and can't consume.
Right.
And it brings you back to the ultimate question, and I actually had a conversation, now and then I'll bring up my very seldom conversations that I have with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
I had another one with her recently. And I asked her a simple question. I said, well, who owns you? And, of course, my mom always thinks I'm trying to corner her and attack her or whatever, so she'll never answer even the most simple, basic question like
She's kind of like a radio talk show host.
I don't know. You can get us to answer questions.
We will, but
we,
you know.
We like questions. But we also like to ask questions. I like to ask questions of people to find out where they're coming from, to try and understand how they think. But she wouldn't even answer that question. It seems like an obvious yes or no answer. Either you own yourself or somebody else owns you. Now, personally, I don't care for the idea that somebody else could own me.
But the truth is, somebody else does.
I refuse to allow someone else
to own me. Fine and dandy, but, you know, I go to work every day, and I've got a little job, and they take the taxes right out before I ever get a chance to see them.
I understand.
The government gets its pound of flesh. I go to work for the government for 3, 4, 5 months a year.
Yes, you're right about
that.
But you're doing that voluntarily. You could always step outside of that box.
I am choosing to do that. That's true.
And you could be a vagrant. You could be a beggar.
I could try to work...
work a flea market or something like that.
I don't know how I would manage to avoid taxes working...
You could be a dishwasher.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Dishwasher, if you work at a restaurant.
Amo Manwich. So,
I love Manwich, isn't it?
No. Mayamo is my name.
Mayamo.
Yeah. So, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. If you've got a comment on this or where the FDA is going, because I think you own you. I think that you own your body. I mean, you can prove that you own yourself because, unless you believe in something silly like predetermination, predestination, you get to choose your actions. You get to choose who you interact with. You get to choose what job you have, what business you're in, how you spend your free time. You clearly own yourself. Their laws are superficial at best and unconstitutional at worst.
Nobody can make you do anything you don't want to do.
I agree with that. Unfortunately, the FDA does have the ability to regulate businesses because the businesses allow them to. If the businesses in this country stood up one day and said, we're tired of you, and made them go away, they would.
Well, businesses, because they're sort of this fictitious thing, they're created, corporations are created, rather than a man doing business, above the board, which is the way I'd like to see things. Corporations are kind of created, and they got all this law around them.
Right. So they have to follow the rules of the law, and that's a problem.
That's a problem.
That's where we run into these issues. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. Maybe you've got an FDA horror story. Were you ever raided by the FDA? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycus with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ever thought you could be crippled by a crock pot or beaten with a bowling ball? Fact is, the extra items we carry in our cars could be deadly. So when I come back, I'll explain how cargo can kill you.
Why should you choose Royal Purple Fully Synthetic Motor Oil? Performance. Royal Purple delivers that seat-of-the-pants feeling of performance, plus better gas mileage and fewer oil changes. Want proof? Go to RoyalPurple.com to verify independent test results. It's no wonder among America's top engine builders, 7 out of 8 choose Royal Purple. Make Royal Purple your choice at Pep Boys, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
A toolbox is designed to be a lifesaver, but unsecured in your vehicle, it can be deadly. To understand why loose cargo can become a lethal projectile during a crash, imagine cruising at the posted speed limit of 70 miles per hour. Then suddenly the car in front gets a blowout and you slam on the brakes. Your car may slow on command, but loose objects are hurled against your seats at the going speed of 70 miles per hour. Okay, if they're stuffed animals, but golf clubs may cause more pain than a double bogey. And since car makers aren't required to test their seat backs against the force of an accident, you're the heavy in ensuring objects are tied down or stored in a net. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Literally, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And again, whatever's on your mind. So you can also email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. We may or may not have time for those tonight, but if we do, we'll get to them. And let's talk to John in Florida. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
You said you didn't know what to do about not being able to file the income tax return, which starts in Title 26, code of the Federal Registry.
You're not going to read code to us, are you, John?
No, sir. I was just going to tell you the code number.
Okay.
You can go and read from there. But
now, we're talking about somebody who is employed. We're talking about somebody who has a job. You're saying that there's a simple way for them to avoid paying the income tax because they've got the employers taking their money out of their checks.
Exactly. But when you go into the definitions in Title 26 and who that employer is, that is the federal employer, which for federal corporations, it is not a state corporation that they're talking about. Also, well, it's in Title 26.
And that's because because all employers are registered with the federal government? Is that what you're saying?
No. Okay, the identifying number starts in Part 301.6.
What is it? What identifying number? I'm not sure what you're talking about.
The Social Security number, your federal identification number for corporations, companies, partnerships, and all those partnerships that they're talking about in there are all federal, not intrastate type corporations or people deriving their income domestically.
So how does that help you get your employer to stop withholding taxes?
Because when you show him the law, which starts at, like, say it's 6109 is the statute number.
Yeah, all the numbers are irrelevant. Nobody's writing this stuff down. So, I mean, if you want to post the actual statutes and all that, you can go to freetalklive.com and actually post them there. But, you know, when I show my employer the law and he says, well, look, dude, I don't want to get an IRS audit, so I'm going to keep withholding your taxes. I mean, how many employers are going to just all of a sudden turn around and start doing things differently?
Well, I work for several companies, and I do not give that Social Security number because that number is not mine. It is a number that the federal government created.
Mm-hmm.
And your checking accounts also tie you into this because your signature card is a form that's directly sent right to the IRS.
So you've managed to get a job somewhere, so-called legitimately, that will pay you.
I get a check from quite a few different companies.
And then you go to what, like AmScot, and just cash the checks? You don't
Correctamundo. Or you can get a private bank that signature card is not directly tied to the IRS because all that signature card says is, hey, I am a taxpayer. Well, I'm not a taxpayer. I'm a non-taxpayer.
Right. You should be able to refuse to pay taxes if you don't agree with what the government does.
Well, there's provisions in the law for that.
Now, the place where I work, they have this I don't know, this service out of Texas or something. I think it's called ADP.
Mm-hmm.
And they cut their checks from I don't know where, and they get sent to the office. My employer doesn't actually even do payroll.
Well, Dick Sim Cannon, the guy down in Texas, he finally got slammed that the first two times that he did win for withholding or not withholding the employees' taxes, because of, like I say, the statute that I was telling you.
Right.
And he won that, but what he did was he had withheld some money, evidently, if I understood the last case right. He didn't do something right, anything. He didn't do something right, and he got nailed for it, and that's how he got beat there.
Well, it's just possible that, I actually was following that case. You said it was his name was Dixon Cannon. He is in
right.
Texas, and he is in jail as a
right,
result of...
a minute, I believe.
Yeah, of what he was doing. The We the People Foundation was following his case, and they've been helping him out. You know, based on what they said about his case, it sounded like he was doing the right thing, but the problem is when the IRS or the Department of the Treasury decides to pick on you, they're going to put you in a courtroom with a judge that is on their side, and it doesn't matter if he was doing the right things or not, you're going to get railroaded and thrown into jail like he did.
Well,
that's why people are scared, dude.
Yeah, but what he did was he went back after them, from what I could understand was the last case, and tried to file a return to get that money back, or there was something that they should just, you know, brush off your losses and go.
Well, he's still in jail, right?
Right, he is.
Okay.
And then there was, like, Kuglin, Lloyd Long.
Right, I respect what the guy did, but if you're in jail, it doesn't do much for your case.
No. I understand, but what I'm getting at is, if he hadn't have went back, I get whatever reason it was, if he'd have just left well enough alone.
Oh, so he went back to try and get money out of the IRS, and that's why they...
The third time, yes, that's what sparked up the grand jury, because the grand jury finally, like I said, the way I understood this thing, that he was, I guess, had a vengeance for him and was PO'd about
that, you know what, that makes sense. I think that that's a problem where a lot of these tax freedom advocates get in trouble, is they try to do some sort of paperwork hocus-pocus and get the government taxing agencies to give them their money back or something like that. Look, you know, guys, I just looked at my Social Security sheet. They sent me that today where it shows all the amounts that you paid in over the years.
Right.
And I've only been working for 8 years of my adult life, but I've paid over $10,000 in Social Security taxes. I know just as well as you should know, and I'm not saying you, John, I'm just saying the tax freedom people, you should know that money is gone. Let it go. Let
exactly.
it be by the wayside and just move on with your life.
Yeah, because if you dwell on the past, it's going to sink you, and you just need to go and get out of the snares that get you into that.
Yeah. Just give up on it. Good call, John. We appreciate hearing from you. Final thoughts, sir.
Nontaxpayer.org is a good place to start.
There you go, John. Good plug. 800, thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231.
Nontaxpayer.org. I haven't heard that one given on the show.
There's definitely new. There's always something new out there, and it's always worth looking into. Regardless of the claims of the people behind it, regardless of whether they're in jail or not, it's always interesting to, you know, to see.
Everybody wants to save on their taxes, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't want to go to prison. Thanks a lot. That gig does not interest me.
You know, if you can find an employer that is willing to not withhold for his entire company, then you've got an interesting little situation. And that was what the Dixon Cannon case was. He was an employer who had just decided, wait a minute, I'm not an agent for the IRS. You guys never deputized me. You're not paying me to withhold my employees' taxes. I'm going to stop. And he did, and he was doing it successfully for a while, but I guess according to John...
It's always for a while, you know?
Well, according to John, he tried the hocus-pocus paperwork tricks and tried to, you know, file some obscure IRS form and see if he could get his money back. Just leave it alone. Just stop. It's gone. If you get anything back from them, it's total found money. I mean, it's not going
to happen.
Well, he
was just trying to get something back, and apparently...
It's not going to happen. You should know better than that. You should know to just let the past be the past and just move ahead and realize that now you know. Because if you're one of these tax freedom advocates and you've stumbled across something that is actually working.
Yeah,
and you've
actually
got,
working.
Yeah, and you've got the you know, you've got the cojones to actually not withhold for your entire company.
I think it takes a lot of guts.
Realize that for the future is going to make you a lot wealthier because you're going to be keeping that 15, 20, 30, 5, 40% of those dollars, and you're going to be able to reinvest that back into your business. Look into the future instead of crying about the spilt milk in the past.
Give me an investment where I can make 35% of my money.
800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at quelldirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. If you want to, bring up whatever's on your mind. Political issue, personal problem. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can go to freetalklive.com, get interactive with us there. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got an update section, so you want to sign up for the updates, so we'll clue you in whenever there's some fresh news in regards to the show via email. You can do all of it and more at freetalklive.com. Let's do some emails, Manwich.
Okay.
You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We do not guarantee that you'll get your email read, but there's always that chance. This one from James. Subject line, Bush, Sith, Democrats, Jedi? Because last week we had a neat little article by Paul Craig Roberts about, right, is Bush, George W. Bush, is he a Sith Lord? And Paul Craig Roberts outlines some of the political parallels that are seen in the new Star Wars movie.
I think it's pretty clear that Mr. George Lucas was trying to, you know, draw a picture of George Bush with the turning Darth Vader, and certainly the Republican Party to some extent.
I don't know if that's necessarily the case, because it has been said that this particular plot line in general was there from the 1970s, and he was basing the plot line off of the history of just tyranny in general. It just so happens that old George Bush happens to fit the mold.
You don't think that the line that he wrote maybe a year ago, tops, where Vader says, you're either for me or you're against
me. Did he write that a year ago? Now, how do you know?
Year and a half.
Is that official? Do you know that?
Yes,
this
was not all written out. Matter of fact, I have the story where George Lucas said that he had to squeeze himself to make the screenplay come out.
Okay, right. He wasn't motivated. That's what it was.
Right. He wasn't motivated to write that screenplay exactly.
Well,
I think it was the best. It might have been the best one of the entire series.
Regardless of whether it was a hit piece on the Republicans or not, the movie was great. And the article was very appropriate because the parallels are awfully striking. I could not help but be struck by them over and over again as I watched that film.
Well, it was intended that way. But
so James suggests, he says, if George Bush is a Sith Lord, does that make the Democrats the Jedi?
No.
Libertarians are well-meaning, but not exempt from favoring left or right tendencies. And it seems most of you left-leaning libertarians...
What the hell are you talking about? I'm a left-leaning libertarian?
I actually responded to James, and I told him, look...
James, you must be a left-leaning libertarian smoking some pot out there if you think that I'm a left-leaning libertarian.
James actually ended up apologizing for jumping to conclusions. I don't know how many times he'd listened to the show prior to writing this email, but it seemed to me that it wasn't very many. I made it clear to James that on the World's Smallest Political Quiz, which you can go and take at theadvocates.org and see where you score...
You're a 10-10.
I'm a 100-100, which means that I am neither left-leaning nor am I right-leaning. Mm-hmm. I am principled, pro-liberty, every issue, every time. And I agree with you, Manwich, that the Jedi... To me, at least, don't represent the Democrats. They represent the enforcement wing of the executive branch, and to that end, they're completely ineffective and useless.
Okay.
Because they all get, killed.
The Jedi are the enforcement... Okay.
If I had to pick a side, that's where I would place them.
Got it.
All right, so he goes on to say, I, however, a right-leaning libertarian, could not help but be freaked out by the idea of a universe taken over by the Jedi under the guise of protecting us from the dark side. I don't see any philosophical difference there. If you neutralize the good versus evil connotations in the movie, your dark side could be my Christianity. What's that mean? That's a little obscure, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay, if you want to be a Christian, James, that's your freedom.
It's
your
free
choice.
Country.
It is a free country. I've got no problem.
And I don't want you messing with my religion either. Thanks.
By default, I have no problem with Christians.
Right.
It's just the ones that get up in your face, like the Pat Robertsons of the world.
The ones that want to limit freedom.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, I mean, my religion is not Christianity. And I don't want my religion affected by Christianity.
If you want to try and persuade me to not have sex outside of wedlock... By all means, persuade away.
Yeah.
Put some television commercials on. Buy a radio advertising campaign and convince me to not have sex prior to marriage.
Finance the heck out of your churches and have them put together a program that causes kids to sign little contracts, abstinent contracts.
You know, one thing is for sure, if more of these people who I guess have the, as John Stossel labels it, the conceit of the anointed, the idea that I know what's right for you. Here is what you'll do. This is how you will live your life. Because I know. I have the conceit of the anointed. You know, if you are one of those people, try to change your paradigm a little bit. And try to get people to do things your way voluntarily. Like you're suggesting, man. Which you will be shocked at how much more effective it is.
Yeah, I would
say it
would
be. You want kids to stop having sex outside of wedlock? Go and do what Manwich suggested and start a ground floor movement within your religion or your whatever it is that you're trying to promote. It could be an environmental issue. It could be whatever. It could be not eating chickens, etc. You,
instead of trying to always get use the government
right.
as a baseball bat
the
to enforce
reason,
your opinion.
Yeah, the primary reason you don't want to use the government is because, A, you have to spend probably millions of dollars to lobby them to pass the laws that you want passed. If you somehow get the law that you want actually passed, which is very, very difficult, then eventually it's going to morph and change under different administrations and different bureaucrats being in control of it into something completely beyond what you had originally intended.
It could do that just in Congress or the House, by the way.
Absolutely.
I mean, laws all the
time. That's why I said if you get the law that you wanted, which is very unlikely.
I'm just saying that many times people try to get laws done, and it might have the little name of the law that they were hoping to get, Terry's law or Jimmy's law or James's law or whoever's law.
Yeah.
But
that's all all symbolism.
It really is. I mean, because the Patriot Act, not patriotic.
So you've expended millions on trying to get the law passed. You'll have the government steal from other people and spend probably billions enforcing the law and attempting to enforce the law. And as a result, more kids will be having sex prior to wedlock because the laws always have the opposite effect. I mean, for the most part, have the opposite effect of their intentions. So it ends up being a total expensive failure where you could have controlled your own money and put it in the places where you wanted to put it and run the program the way you wanted it. More coming up. Your calls as well. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine walls, then sticks to the engine's internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit system48.net.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so still plenty of time for you to get on the phones and join the fun. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can, of course, also go to freetalklive.com and experience all the fun stuff that we got there for free. We're experimenting with a new social networking aspect at a site called MySpace. So if you want to check that out and find out what it's all about, you can go to myspace.freetalklive.com. That's myspace.freetalklive.com. We got new people adding us to their friends list all the time there at MySpace, which is it's cool. So check that out. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Mark in Austin, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Mark.
Howdy.
Hey.
You guys were talking about taxes with another caller a
yes.
while ago. And I did work for a Time Warner contractor for 3 years, and I had no taxes taken out at any time.
So you were as a contractor status then?
Yes.
Okay.
I also worked for Pizza Hut prior to that for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
The check issuer for both of our companies was ADP.
Okay.
ADP in their field, in their computer fields, has, you know, the tax line, and they have their deductions that are listed there and numerically. Mine did not have a number, 0, 1, 2, 3, or progressive like that. It had blocked. The word was blocked put in there, and I had zero taxes taken out.
Why? Did you initiate that?
I had filed my W-4 with my boss when I was initially employed with exempt in line 7 on the W-4.
Mm-hmm.
And my boss, of course, questioned that, so I then went and constructed an affidavit from Title 26, Section 3402N.
Mark, let me ask you this. Is there any way that the average person can get away from this withholding situation without having to go delving through Title 26 or actually doing any of that kind of work?
Yes. Here's the question for you.
Uh-huh.
You can't pay taxes without a Social Security number.
Okay. Probably not.
Right.
So unless you really wanted to.
Yeah, you can volunteer any numbers, but you can't pay or be obligated to pay a tax without a Social Security number.
Right. But aren't some corporations violating corporate law by hiring someone without a Social Security number?
No. And in fact, they will be litigated against by the EEOC, which has happened on more than one occasion. In Texas, I'm prepared
if they refuse to hire someone without a Social Security.
If they refuse or if they fire. Yes.
Really? So
yes.
You're telling me that I can go to virtually any employer, and when they ask me for my Social Security number or to show them my Social Security card, I can just basically say no?
I went and had an interview about 10 days ago, and our only point of contention was between us was that I had written down religious objector in the Social Security line.
Uh-huh.
I then explained to him the process that the Social Security Administration will accept to go ahead and put me down on their quarterlies and collect the Social Security tax. You can't escape the tax. The Social Security tax, not tax.
Now wait, why can't you escape the Social Security tax? I know somebody
because
who hasn't paid Social Security for years.
Well, what's that?
I know somebody who hasn't paid Social Security for years, but he's not employed by someone. So.
Right, he's not employed by a corporation. A corporation must take out that tax. That tax is the Social Security
tax. So the
tax.
Corporations have the corporations have to take out Social Security, but not
necessarily. And they put it on their quarterly. They list my name.
So
they put in religious objector.
Mark, can you post something on our bulletin board system if you've got a moment at freetalklive.com? Because I know there's people that want more information, and we are just out of time for this hour.
Sure.
Thank you, dude. 800-259-9231. You know there's people out there that want that info.
Yeah.
I mean, so post it up at freetalklive.com. It's absolutely free. We're coming back with hour number two on the way. 1-800-259-9231.
If you're tired of...